Told you before, and new things came to light this morning that I didn't even and never saw before in the 200 times that I've seen this Gemara, and now there's something new. So let's try to understand the Gemara. It's a it's just a tricky Gemara. It's not like it's not even necessarily the lumdish of the Gemara. Just the Gemara. It's sputtering. It's like stutter starting. Like it doesn't make sense. It does make sense, and then It's not like a smooth start. So let's try to do our best to understand what's going on in the Gemara. Starts the Mishnah. Mishnah says Besulin is. That's what the Mishnah says. The Besul gets married on Wednesday, Amana on Thursday. Shepamayim b'Shabbos, but the Dinim Yoshim b'Yaris. Does anyone need a pen? Shepamayim b'Shabbos, but the Dinim Yoshim b'Yaris. Two times. The but the dinim sit b'Sheni b'Chamishi. Shem Hoyle Tainis b'Sulaim Hoyle Mashkim l'Bezdin. Everyone's got. Okay. Zok Teilig Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mipnei Ma Amru Besula Nisais Liyom Arvi. Why do we say Besula gets married on Wednesday? Lefi Sheshaninu, because we learned in another Mishnah somewhere else. Igiyaz Man Veloy Nisu. It tells if you get married, it reached the time and they have not gotten married. Aicheles Mishaloi. She can eat from his food, which means he has to feed her. Aicheles Betruma, and she can eat truma. Rashi says even if she's a Bas Yisrael. Yachal Igiyaz Man Bechad B'Shabbes. I might think Igiyaz Man Bechad B'Shabbes. He might lo mezoinos. I might think then also he has to give her mezoinos. That's why it says in our Mishnah, in other words, Igiyaz Man, what's this man? Rashi brings that we're talking about a Mishnah. The Mishnah says over there, Noisin Lebesula Shneimasar Chodesh, Mishatava Abal. She gets 12 months. So I might think that if the 12 months comes out on Sunday, he's going to have to feed her. Gamash Mel, no, he has until Wednesday. There's a Yiddish saying, an expression, which is a Yar on a Mitvach. It's like a long time. Oh, what does it mean, a year on a Wednesday? What does that mean? The Yiddish expression is coming from this Gemara, which is that how long do you have? You have a Yar on a Mitvach. You have a year and a Wednesday. So that's what it's saying over here. No! That's the reason for our Mishnah. So it seems like the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosef. More Davrom, which means God of Avram. Toli Tanya. Bidalo Tanya. Why are you being Toile? A Mishnah on something that's not a Mishnah. In other words, we're addressing our Mishnah. Why are you coming to be toila our Mishnah on something that's not a Mishnah? That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Now the Gemara tries to clarify. I don't know if it was Rabbi Yosef was confused or he was just like speaking in some sort of cryptic. So the Gemara, what do you mean? Hi Tanya, hi Loi Tanya. Is that true? One's a Mishnah and the other one's not a Mishnah. Ha Tanya v'ha Tanya. They're both Mishnayos. So what's Rabbi Yosef's issue? They're both Mishnayos. Now I want you to understand, Rabbi Yosef is really critiquing himself in a certain way. Because, after all, the memory was, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So he's critiquing himself. Mori De'Avram, well, he's really critiquing, I mean, he's just saying of what he heard. Lemaisa Rashi, one of the pshatim of Rashi is that Rabbi Yosef was Shokach Talmuda. So he doesn't really remember it. He doesn't really have it clear. He was trying to like figure it out a little bit. Says the Gemara, Hi Tanya, so what is Rabbi Yosef's problem? Says the Gemara, what he means is Ella, Toli Tanya de Mefarish Taima, Bid Tanya de Loi Mefarish Taima. So what's the question? The question is, why are you telling me pshat in a Mishnah that has a reason from a Mishnah that doesn't have a reason? That was his problem. And now the Gemara goes off and says a whole different thing in what really was going on there. It says the Gemara, Eliyit Marachim, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. You notice over here, we dropped Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is no longer the person speaking. Eliyit Marachim, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. It's not so clear exactly, but at least Rabbi Yosef is not being quoted here. Tosfos Rashi, we'll see. And then we go off. I don't want to get into that yet. First, I want to figure out what was the Gemara thinking? What was the Gemara? What was happening over here? And the Gemara says a whole different pshat and really what was being said. So Rashi says, right away, the first Rashi, Lefisha Shaninu, Lekamon Makshi Allah. The Gemara is going to ask on this. Now, what is Rashi doing? The Gemara is, Rashi says, Lekamon Makshi Allah. I mean, it's right there. It's the next line in the Gemara. It could be Rashi's just telling you there's about to be a question. I think Rashi's saying like this. Rashi's saying, if you don't understand the Gemara, if it doesn't make any sense to you, that's fine. Because it doesn't make any sense to me either. And it doesn't make any sense to the Gemara. The Gemara's about to hit it. L'kamon makshilo. What Rashi means to say is there are certain times that the Gemara says something which doesn't really make any sense. And this is an example. And when the Gemara does that, Rashi says, don't like jump out of your skin. The Gemara's going to ask that question. It's not, does it make sense? What do you mean? Mipnei ma amru besula nises liyom aravi'i. What type of question is that? What's the answer? He gives man velonisu. This doesn't, it's just one vort klap nicht mitten zweiten. It doesn't mamish one thing, it doesn't go. So Rashi tells you right away this doesn't go. This is not like a good statement with a kasha. I didn't think of that kasha. This is like right away no one understood what was being said. Perhaps that's what Rashi is suggesting. We have sometimes Gemaras that the Havaminas don't make sense. The Rashi says, in a Chanami, this Havamina has to be fixed up right away. And that's Moridah Avram! That's what he's getting all exacerbated about. He's getting all frustrated. What are you talking about? Samachnish can, it doesn't make any, it has no pshat. That's Rashi. Tosfos, however, seems to make pshat of the Gemara. Let's see Tosfos. Mepnei ma amru besula nises liyom ha-revi'i. Says Toisvis, Lefisha Sheninu, Ein Shoyel Hatam Loma Nisus Birevi'i. The Gemara is not asking the question, why are you getting married on Wednesday? Di Imkein Lo Hayam Mishani Midi, because then you didn't answer the question. Now I think when Rashi says Ein, that's not what's happening. Rashi is saying differently than Rashi. Rashi understood that's what the Gemara is asking. Why are you getting married on Wednesday? Because if you get married. So that's the Enochanai Rashi says, the way that Toys is reading it, it doesn't make any sense. That's what Rashi says. Come on, Makshiela. So Toys doesn't like that. Toys wants the Gemara to make sense. So Toys says it can't be the Gemara's question is why are you getting married on Wednesday? Because it makes no sense to ask why you're getting married on Wednesday. So what's the Gemara's question? Ela hachi pirushai. Mipnei ma amru kiloimar. So Toys is going to take the Gemara and he's going to make it the language of the Gemara Lav Dafka. Kuloimer. Manafka mina shetiknu shenises birevi'i. What is the difference? What's the nafka mina? What comes out from the fact that you're getting married on Wednesday? Umishani, that's the Gemara's question. Now, I don't understand that question either. Because you know how I would answer that question? What's the nafka mina umisakin you have to get married on Wednesday? Did you have to get married on Wednesday? You don't get married on Tuesday. So,
why Dafka Wednesday?
That you're not allowed to get married on Tuesday. No, not why. That's what he's saying. We're not asking why, because he gives Babylon Issu. He's not answering why. That's exactly how he starts off. Not asking a Tam Lama. It's asking what's the Nafkamina Shatikna Shinisis Birvi. What do you mean the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is you have to get married on Wednesday.
So what?
No, it's not Halacha. What's going
to. That's a nafgamina. The halls are all going to be booked on Wednesday and not Tuesday. No one's getting married on Tuesday. That to me would be enough. It seems that for some reason Toy's not happy. We'll see. Perhaps we'll see. Umishani, the Gemara answers, nafgamina le'inyin mezainais utruma. Sida nafgamina. The nafgamina is le'inyin mezainais and truma. That's the nafgamina. That what happens if the engagement ends on Sunday, we don't make you make truma because you're supposed to get married on Wednesday. That's the nafkamina. Rabbi Yosef kometama. Rabbi Yosef asked the question. Morei d'Avram, da nafkusa mefarsha behedya. Shimhoi latanis besulim mashkim lebezdin. V'umeinich nafkusa zu'a mefureshes v'toifes nafkusa achrina. Is mefuresh a nafkamina in the Mishnah? What's the nafkamina? Shim hayo latayin is besu'ilam hayo mashkim lebezdin. So that's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, it makes sense, right? Why we say, what's the nafkin to get married on Wednesday? The fact is that you won't have to give truma. Okay, you won't have to give mezainas. Okay, that makes sense to me. But why are you telling me a nafkamina that's not in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is giving you the nafkamina. It's right here in our Mishnah. Why are you not giving us that nafkamina? Frek the chsam soifer. Hold on a second. There's different things. There is a nafkamina, and then there's the reason why you're doing it. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, "Besulas Yom Revi, Shep Hamayim B'Shabes Bati Niyoshim B'Yoras Shein Chamishi Sheim Hayu Latanis B'Sulam Hayu Mashkim LeBezin." It sounds like this is the reason why you're doing it. The reason is Tanis B'Sulam. Therefore, Wednesday. What's the nafkamina?
That you don't get married on a different day.
That you will get the Bezin.
Yeah, whatever. But what? Well, how can you compare? You're asking what's the nafkamina. This seems to be that this is saying why you're getting married. So says the Chassam Sofer, very big chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. Says the Chassam Sofer, at this stage, the Gemara thought that there's a totally different reason to get married. Why does an Almana get married on Thursday? Bracha. Why does a Besul get married on Wednesday? Maybe because of Bracha. Listen, Almana's getting married on Thursday because of bracha. There's two different brachas in the Torah. There's a bracha of Dagim, and there's a bracha of Adam. Two different brachas. Maybe the reason Besul is getting married on Wednesday is because of bracha. Almana is because of bracha. So what's the Gemara saying? Shepamayim b'Shabbos, what's that whole thing? Oh, that's just telling you a nafkamina. That's what the Gemara thought. In the end, we're going to come out that whole thing perhaps is not true. But Rabbi Yisai,
why would that be happening? There's bracha of Wednesday, it's not of Thursday, it's not still bracha.
Oh, so that Gemara discusses which bracha is better. The Gemara discusses it, but the Gemara started that maybe this bracha is better than that bracha is better. Yeah, it's strange. And it's a strange lashon to write nafkamina also. Yeah, but I mean, there is a reason to believe that, because if it's because of Tainus Besulim, then you should be able to get married on Sunday. So, obviously, it's not because Tainus Besulim, it's because of Bracha. If it's because of Bracha, so then what's the nafkamina? What do you mean what's the nafkamina? The Gemara says the nafkamina. The nafkamina is Tainus Besulim. That's the way Taisan is narrowed. But see, if that's right, if the whole reason is because of Bracha, what happens if he doesn't get married on Wednesday? Is he called an avarion? Is he doing an avera? Is he doing something wrong? No. So really the quote-unquote takana of Wednesday is not really forcing him to get married on Wednesday. So I don't know if that's, yeah.
We said
Almana will only have a takana.
I don't know if it would be then, it would be...
Because of Besula. We wouldn't have made a day just for Almana because of Bracha.
So that, yeah, in a Chanami, you're right. That's the way we come out of the Maskana. But apparently in this Havamina, everything is messed up.
So you're an Avarian.
So what's the question? What's the Nafkamina of why you get married on Wednesday? You have to get married on Wednesday. If you don't, you're an Avarian. So, but now, maybe, in this Havamina, it's all because of Bracha, Wednesday is not, you're not over on anything if you're going to get married on Wednesday. Because it's not an Avarian, so he doesn't have Bracha. I mean, it's anyway for him. It's not. So there in the Havamina, we have to find a Nafkamina. So what's the Nafkamina of getting married on Wednesday? It's anyway only for a Bracha. So what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is Tanis Besulim. I have another Nafkamina because... Kitzer, I'm not sure. Tosis is also, it leaves us wanting. Tosis' pshat also is like, there's a lot of doichik in Tosis' pshat. Comes along the Ritva has a third pshat, Rabbi Yisai. Again, Rashi's pshat so far is this Havamina makes no sense, the way we understand Rashi. Look, come on, Makshiela, right away we're going to jump down, Rabbi Yisai is going to jump down his own throat and say, Mori Davram, what are you talking about? That's Rashi. Tosis says, the Havamina made sense because it wasn't asking why, it was asking what's the Navkamina. We said, we don't understand, what do you mean? Besulim, Tanis Besulim is not necessarily a nafkamina. It's the reason. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, maybe we thought that the reason is because of bracha, just like almana. So then Tanis Besulim is just a nafkamina. So the Gemara says, I have a different nafkamina. Yeah, but this nafkamina is in our Mishnah. That nafkamina is not in our Mishnah. Akoponim. Says the Ritva, different pshat. Says the Ritva, the Gemara is asking a totally different question. The Gemara's question is, Mipnei ma amru besula nisles liyom ha'revi'i. The Gemara's question is, why are you getting married on Wednesday? Fine, I know Tainus besulam already, but you should also be able to get married on Sunday. And that's the Gemara's question, which we're going to address later. But according to the Ritz, the Gemara is bringing that to the forefront right away. You're right, it doesn't say it explicitly in the Gemara, but at least it makes the kasha, very good kasha. Mipnei ma amru besulah nisis liyomer bi. What do you mean, mipnei ma? It says in the Mishnah, mipnei ma. Yeah, but if the Mishnah's reason should be Wednesday, not Sunday. Because the Gemara is clarifying later. We're going to knock this off soon. But this is what the Gemara thought. This was the question from the beginning. This was the discussion from the beginning. What's with Sunday? Says the Gemara, this is the way the Ritva understands. See it inside our voice, so we gave our Gemara comments. It's on the back, says the Ritva. The Gemara says, you're right. You're allowed to get married on Sunday. You're right. You can, because time is besulah, makes sense to get married on Sunday. So what's with Sunday? Says the Ritva, we're just making an allusion to a different halacha from a different Mishnah. There's a Mishnah later on that says, "Higiyas man v'loy nisu." Achelus mishalei v'achelus b'truma. What happens if it's higiyas man be'achad b'Shabbos? You don't have to feed. So Sunday is not like super wedding day. So therefore, we don't mention it. We're trying to make a veiled allusion to a Mishnah later on. You're right. You can get married on Sunday. Tainis besulim for the purposes of our Mishnah. That's fine. But what happens if it falls out on Sunday? You're not chayv to give mezainos. That's the veiled illusion. Now, okay. Gemara hears that. Gemara says, hold on a second. Toli tanya de mefarish taima betanya de loy mefarish taima. What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara is asking, says the Gemara, hold on a second. Our Mishnah says, why we want you married on Wednesday? What's the reason in our Mishnah? Tanis Besulim. And Tanis Besulim, you're okay if you get married on Sunday. You're telling me it's a veiled allusion to a Mishnah and Daf Nun Zayin, which speaks about Igiyas Man. Does that Mishnah ever mention that Sunday is no good? Does it say that in the Mishnah? All it says is Higiyas Man Velonis, you have to give food. It doesn't say in another Mishnah anything about Sunday. So you can't make a veiled reference to a Mishnah that doesn't exist. All it says over there is if it's Higiyas Man, you have to feed. It doesn't, if it would say in that Mishnah over there, but if it's Higiyas Man on Sunday, you don't have to do it. So I got another Mishnah that's telling me Sunday is off the charts. So over here I can make a veiled reference to that Mishnah. But there's no Mishnah that says anything about Sunday is not good. And the Ritva throws in something else. And I could ask you another question. Why is Sunday no good? Why, if it falls out on Sunday, don't you have to give mezonos? You didn't tell me why yet. So you're making a veiled reference to something that makes no sense, that we have no makar for. How could you do that? That's the kasha. Says the Gemara, okay, we got to restructure everything. But we start, the first line of the Gemara is still good. The question is, why Wednesday, not Sunday? The answer is, we'll tell you why, because of shaktu. Oh, you didn't tell me that before. Oh, there's a reason why. Sunday is no good. Sunday, you can't get married on Sunday. Once you tell me you can't get married on Sunday, so now, Igiyas Man, Bechad B'Shabbos, you don't give mezainos. That's the way the Ritva learns the Gemara. Which begs the question, Rabbi Isai. And really, the question really is begged by all the Rishonim. If Shaktu is an important component of our Mishnah, so then, it should have said it.
Wait, so Shaktu is the one we're hinting to?
Yeah, well, we're not even hinting to Shaktu. We're saying, you get married on Wednesday. Why Wednesday, not Sunday? It's not a veiled. What the ritual was saying is really you could get married on Sunday. But we're just being meramis to the fact you don't have to give mezainos. We're saying, no, you cannot get married on Sunday. Mesulmes Yom Ravi is Dafka Ravi. Why Dafka Ravi? Why not Sunday? New thing because of Shaktu. And Shaktu is not written anywhere. So why is Shaktu left out? Why doesn't the Mishnah say also Shaktu?
That's not the real
Mishnah.
That's the Mishnah said. That's why it's Wednesday. Because it can't be Sunday because of Shaktu.
That's not why it's not Sunday.
The Mishnah is saying Wednesday because it can't be Sunday because of Shaktu.
But the Mishnah should say why not Sunday. Why didn't the Mishnah say? Why not Sunday?
Our Mishnah came before Shabbat. What? Which of the days you're going to tell you to do it on? That's not for the Mishnah. But the Sibah of the actual Takana, why you want to make it on Thursday? Because of Beis Din.
Yeah, but Bezdin should leave you with Sunday or Wednesday. So you only gave me half the reason.
That's what?
The Mishnah
is telling you the Sibah of why you want to make it on the first place. Not Dafri and Dalit. Dafri and Dalit that you can talk about in the Baruch. You don't have to say it straight away, because the Sibah is basically.
Okay, good, good.
The reason why we're saying the Talmud and the Mishnah is nowadays you can do it every day.
Right, right. Okay, good, good. So we're going to go through a lot. Rabbi says it's going to be a lot of Rishonim, a lot of discussion about this kasha, but this is what the Rishonim talk about. If you're telling me that Shaktu is a vital part of understanding our Mishnah, why are you not mentioning it? Maybe various different things we spoke about, Beis Hashem, hopefully we'll get to it tomorrow. These are the different pshatim we have in the Gemara right now, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ritva. Let's see the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, Higiyas man veloy nisu lekamon beperek afal pitznan. Noisn the besulish name as a choydesh mishatov habal. What happens is they can get engaged. They can get engaged when she's like 3 years old. You know what I mean? And they don't have to get married until she's 12, maybe. So you know, they, technically this can go on for a long time. But she gets noisn the besulish name as a choydesh mishatov habal. She gets 12 months from when the Baal is Toveya her, and he gets 12 months from when she is Toveya him. So, from the Baal says, okay, I want to get married. She has to get herself ready. She needs an entire year to prepare her wardrobe. And Almana, we assume, already has a pretty good wardrobe. She just needs to buy a few extra things. She needs only 30 days. What happens? What happens if it gets to this time, they didn't get married, and then later on we'll explain that the Baal is the one who's being ma'akev. So I have two diyukim in this Rashi. One diyuk is, I'm not sure what Rashi is coming to add with the word l'chuppah. Nisuin is chuppah, that's what Nisuin is. I don't know, I'm not sure what Rashi wants. I don't know what Rashi's coming, what his agenda is with that. It's just,
what this one is.
Is it chuppah or yichad? That's chuppah. Yichud is chuppah. It's just a shayla of what chuppah means. There's many different pshatim on chuppah is, but it's for sure chuppah. L'kaman mefarish she'ikiv habal. Now this Rashi is a little bit problematic. Why? Because the Gemara continues on, and the Gemara says, L'fichach chalohu o shechol sahi o shepir sanida eino maila lo mezoinis. Gemara says, if he gets sick, or she gets sick, or she becomes a nida, he doesn't have to give her mezoinus. When does he have to give her mezoinus? Only if he decides not to marry her. But then the Gemara says, v'ika de boy le mi boy, chalohu mahu. What happens if he gets sick? Don't know. Chol sehi mahu. Pirsanida mahu. The Gemara ends up saying, we don't know if it's only by the case of our Mishnah that we don't make him make mezoinus, or any time that there's an oinus, he doesn't give mezoinus. As a matter of fact, if you look on Daf Beis Amid Beis, it seems to be a machloikes between Rav Achoy and Rav Ashi. Rav Achoy Goin is medayik in the lashon, it says he gives man veloy nisu. What does loy nisu mean? She doesn't marry him. It sounds like even if she's the one being ma'akev, he has to give mezoinus. And Rav Ashi says, no, nisu is lav dafka. So Rashi over here decides to weigh in on this machlekes. For what reason? L'kaman mefarish she'ikiv habal, it's actually a machlekes l'kaman. This question, Rav Shapansky's, the Rosh Hashiva in Mir Brooklyn, asked the question in Sefer Bikurei Reuven. Why is it that Rashi over here is saying the Kamama first big Shikav Abal? That's not necessarily true. It's a machloikas later on between Rav Achoy and Rav Ashi. Is it only when the Baal's ma'akev that he has to give mezonis, or even in a case when it's Chol Sehi the Baal has to give mezonis? He's not being ma'akev. She's sick. He's ready to go. He's got to give her mezonis.
The Kamama means on base. It doesn't mean the Mishnah.
No, because it's not necessarily the Ikiv HaBaal. The Taman means in that Beis
Hamikdash. Well, Rashi on the Zion also says that it was the Ikiv HaBaal. So maybe he's referring to that Mishnah.
So, but that's Rashi, it's not the Mishnah. But either way, but why is he? I have to see the Mishnah over there. We have to see the Mishnah over there. Rashi says over there, Ikiv HaBaal, Nun Zion on the Beis. What? It's referring to Amid Beis by us. Yeah, Rashi seems to. Yeah. Rashi and Zayin on the base also seems to say that that's Kilo Armaskana. Yeah, good, very good, man, very good. Akoponim, let me get inviter. Oichelus Mishaloi says Rashi, Shabal Chayev b'mezoynes ishtoi mitakonas bezdin kidal kamam neperik naira. Rashi says the Baal is chayev b'mezoynes ishtoi. So what does Rashi mean when Rashi says Shabal Chayev b'mezoynes ishtoi? What is Rashi referring to? It's talking about when it's when they're Erusin or Nisuin. Let's get it clear. Rabbi said there's two stages. The first stage is Erusin. Erusin happens Isha Niknis because of Shtar Bia. That's Mesachas Kedushin. That's when they start. They don't actually live in the same house until Nisuin. That's Chuppah. Now Yigiyas Man is we're going from we're supposed to be leaving out of Kedushin. We want to get into Nisuin. He hasn't loaned Nisuin. He hasn't done the Nisuin yet. What's the din? Ochelas Mishaloi. She eats his food. Rashi says, Shehabal chayev b'mezoinois ishtoi mitakonis bezdin kidlakamam aperek naira. What does it mean, Shehabal chayev? What's he referring to? You're talking about after Nisuin or during Erusin?
What? After Nisuin is the Raisa. It
says ishtoi.
Shabbal Chaim is always Ishtoi.
She's still
Ishtoi.
What's
this referring to? Okay, so let's get it clear. He's referencing a Gemara later on, Rabbi Yisai. He's referencing Gemara Kidal Kamam Perik Naira Memvav Amid Beis. Rabbi Yisai, if you look up the Gemara Daf Memvav Amid Beis, that's talking about after they're already completely married after the Nisuin. So Rashi is saying, Shabal, Chayev Mezoinus Ishtoi, after their finished marriage, consummated the marriage, Metakonos Bezdin, Kilakamam Perakana, it's only Midrapana. Now, if you look over there in the Gemara, it's actually a Machloikis. It's a machloikis if when a Baal gives his wife a mezoinus, is it midir rais or midir abanan? There's one opinion in the Gemara that the Baal only has to give her mezoinus because she's taking her maisi yadayim. Because he's taking her Maisi Yadayim, he has, that's Midr Abanan, he gets her Maisi Yadayim. So therefore the Chacham said, you know what? Let him feed her. But it's only Midr Abanan. That's the Chor Rashi's referencing over here. Sha'abal Chayiv b'mezoinois ishtoi mitakonas bezdin k'lekaman perek naira. Now, there's another, even after the Nisuin, it's only Midr Abanan. There is a Machler, there is a Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam holds Sherksus v'oinas d'araisa. Well, let me say, everyone holds Sherksus v'oinas d'araisa, but the Rambam holds that it's only so that share means mezoinus. Is a machloek is what the word share ksus and oina mean. The Rambam is that the Gemara speaks about different shitas of how to translate share ksus and oina. So according to the Rambam, paskins that it's referring to mezoinus. Okay, I'll have to see if that, maybe Rashi paskins that way could be. But over here, I'll have to figure that out. Rashi is saying that it's only midrabanan.
Or not
getting
there.
So Rabbi Sai, two questions. Question number one. Why is Rashi deciding to only go like the Mandamar that it's Dirabanan? There's a Mandamar that's Diraisa. And the Rambam says we paskin like that Mandamar. And Rashi and Chumash bring the Mandamar. Why is Rashi saying, why is Rashi over here? Again, why does Rashi have to like weigh in on a Machlekas? Question number two. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about after they're married or are we talking about before they're married?
Right now it's before.
Right now it's before the Nisuin. So why is Rashi telling us that the husband has to feed her after the Nisuin? That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about before. What does it say? Oicheles Mishaloi, Shehabal Chayiv Mezoinus Ishtoi. Because the Baal is Chayiv to feed his wife, but that's only after they're married. They're not married over here.
He
supposed to be married.
They're supposed to be married, but they're not.
Hold on a second.
What? They're supposed to get married.
You're right, but they didn't. Are they married right now?
What's the difference?
No. So, for example, Rabbi said, I'll give you an example. The Rambam holds that that Mezoinus is Dioraisa. From what moment is Mezoinus Dioraisa? From the Nisuin. So what's going on over here? It says Ochelos Mishaloi, this is before the Nisuin. Elamai, this is a Knas, says Akiva. Great, it's a Knas. So we consider, we made him feed her. We can consider whatever we want. We could make him give her $100 a day. We can make him buy her karka. We made him feed her. But what does that have to do with the fact that after the Nisuin, then there's a Chiv to feed her? Now we're doing something else. Now we're just giving him a Knas.
Well, we're saying it's based off that Chiv. Because he's a Chiv then, and we're saying it already is going to begin now.
Does the fact that he's chayiv to feed now have anything to do with the fact that there's a chayiv afterwards?
Yes, because if there was no chayiv, what sheiches? Why would he have to pay her now? Why would he have to feed her now?
So some people want to learn up in Rashi. Rashi means that only now it's derabbanan, but it's not mashma that way. Because Rashi's referencing the Gemara over there. Rashi says, the Gemara, based on the Kidetnam Perek Naira, that's talking about the din on a Nesua. It sounds like Rashi's saying, and the Gemara over there says, that even after Nisuan, it's only derabbanan. Okay, but Rashi should say, the Baal's Chayef Shechelis Mishaloi, because we consented him, they asked to feed her. Finished!
If we say that he just automatically starts after a year when he's supposed to be married.
We'll see. This is the interesting point of Rashi. We're going to get back to it. The Olam is very warm here in what we're going to say in Rashi. Let's continue. Okay. Zokt Rashi Vaiter, says Rashi, Vaicheles Betruma, Im Koyen Hu, Vihi Bas Yisrael, Vaicheles Betruma, Im koyen hu vihi bas Yisrael, shakoyen machelas ishto truma, kiriyolef, mivakoyen ki yikne nefesh. She's also oichel truma. If he's a koyen, she's a bas Yisrael. Because a koyen is machel ishto truma, kiriyolef, mivakoyen ki yikne nefesh. So Rabbeisai, this is interesting Rashi. Because Lemaisa, the Pasuk of Koyin Ki Yikne Nefesh is only talking about Enarusa. It's only talking about Enarusa. Lemaisa, Rashi holds that there's two Pesukim about the fact that a Koyin is allowed to, his wife is allowed to eat. One Pasuk is Koyin Ki Yikne Nefesh. The other Pasuk is Kol Tar Bebeischa Yoichal Koydesh. We brought this down in Kiddushin. Rashi holds this two Pesukim. Tosis holds the second Pasuk. Tosis in Yivamis and Daf Samaches holds it in Asmachta. Rashi holds there's a Pasuk for Nesuna, a Pasuk for Arusa. Okay? So technically, when she's in Arusa, she should already be eating Truma. Why doesn't she? Does anyone know? It's a chashash. We're afraid that maybe she's going to give to her brother or to her sister. So therefore, midrabanan, you don't eat truma. Okay. But the din that she eats truma and she's a nesua is from a different pasuk. So this Rashi seems to now be talking about that an arusa should eat truma. Even though she doesn't eat truma because of the Takana Midrabanan. So the Pasuk Koyin Ki Yikne Nefesh seems like is not really in place anymore. So what's going on? So everybody say, L'choira, perhaps we could say Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Yesh Lachkar, the Achroinim bring the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky and Chaim Aaron Turch should bring the following chakira. What's the getter of this, that now it's reached the time, he should be marrying off, should be marrying this woman, he's not. We're upset. Bezdin feels like, you know, he's stringing her along, it's not good. So therefore, now he's machler mezainis. Yesh lachka, what's the pshat? You could understand the pshat is that we're giving a knas. The knas that we're giving here is that we want to find him. We want to give him some sort of financial incentive that he should marry her. We could have technically told him he has to give $100 to Bezdin every day. That would be a financial incentive. But instead, we might as well make her, she's the one that's suffering because of his infringement. So we'll give her the food. That's one pshat. Could be. It's just a knas. We could say something else. Maybe the pshat is, it's not just stam a random knas, but what we're saying is that, listen, really, you have to feed her from the time that you made up to get married. That's when your chiyuv mezonis begins. Well, the chiyuv mezonis we're saying is dirabanan at the moment. Maybe, could be, that's part of why Rashi says we're only going in the tzad of dirabanan. But the din is, the chiyuv mezoinus midirabanan starts from the moment that you made up you're going to get married. Whether you're married or you're not married. It's that's when the chachamim put the chiyuv on you. They obligated you from the moment that you, Kielu said, you committed to marry her on this day. You marry, you don't marry, you have a chiyuv. So therefore, the word is, the chiyuv mezoinos that you have doesn't start necessarily from when you actually do the nisuin. It's but from when you're prepared to do the nisuin, from when you can do the nisuin. So that's the same chiyuv. It's not two different. It's not the pshat. We have a chiyuv knas. The knas is, you know, because he's not marrying her. And then there's another chiyuv that when you get married, you're chayiv. No, the chacham put the chiyuv ma'isi yadayim starts now, and the chiyuv is already in place.
So why should I end his house?
For example, okay, we'll have to see. For example, an example is, what happens if he became the zman? Should marry, and he doesn't marry her. So does he have to feed her mezainis? Yes. Now he dies. He's dead. Okay? Is he doing anything wrong now? No, okay, he's not. He's no longer, we don't expect him to marry her anymore. Now the din is that if a husband married a woman already, and then he died, yes, the family has to keep giving mezainos from his estate. What about in a case when it's higiyazman, veloy nesu, and he dies? So if it's stama knas, then what would we say?
The class is finished.
However, if you say the pshat is that we have already started the chiyuv mezoinos, this is yana chiyuv mezoinos. You started the chiyuv mezoinos, so then the chayra is the chiyuv mezoinos stays. That's the pshat. But comes along with Chaim Aaron Twitch and he asks another question. He says, "Hold on, I'm saying, fine, that's very good. I got it. Nice lumdis, but you have to take it a step further because, well, why is she oicheles betruma?" Ocheles betruma is a benefit. Who gains from ocheles betruma? He's got to feed her now.
He'd rather give from truma.
So why is she ocheles betruma? What is that? Why does that happen?
Since he has a
tin mezainus,
so that's including
his mezainus. Why are we allowing him to be machler betruma? It's just making it easy for him. That's not helping it. It's not helping
it's not
her at all.
It's not making it easier now. It's about the chiyuv that.
So here's a chiyuv mezoinus. There's another din. The chiyuv mezoinus and machul betruma are two separate things.
When they get married,
why all of a sudden
chiyuv
is there? Why
it's a chiyuv?
It's a two different. It's two.
But when they're
the
married,
chiyuv mezoinus and the din truma are two separate dinim. There's one din machul betruma, another din mezoinus. Why all of a sudden is he machul betruma?
Says the
obviously it's a
riot
that it's a chiyuv from the beginning.
What?
That her brother's
mighty, you
should still
back. So Chaim Kutchut says, maybe listen. Once you're chayiv to machul mezoinos, so you're not going to put that food in the pantry, right? Because that's food only for her. You don't want her brothers eating that food. So how is he going to be machul mezoinos? He's going to give her own little table, and that food is just for her, off limits, no one else allowed to touch it, because it's my chiyuv.
She would have had that the whole time.
only once you're chayiv in mezonos, now you don't have to worry anymore. She's going to give it to her brother because this food is off limits. This is the husband's food, and he's chayiv to give it to her. So therefore, we already miachin makom. So therefore, we can allow now to miachin mezonos, but not because anything really changed. It's not that there's now a din miachin mezonos. It's just that we lost our gzeira. That says Reb Chaim Armitushin could be pshat, but he says different pshat. He says maybe the pshat something else. What's the gedder of the takonas chachamim? We just triggered it because now you're ready to get married. Could be, or maybe it's more than that. Maybe the pshat is that the takonas chachamim is we're going to treat you like a knusa. We're going to give you a din of a knusa. It's now halachically as if they're married. Higia zman veloy nisu, even though they're not married, it's considered the dinim of marriage are now mutal on them, which would mean that from now she's like she's married. She's married. She gets truma. The whole reason we're doing this is why? Because we don't want him to push it off. What was the gedder of the takonas nachomim? Chashvina like kiknusa. Memela, now that that's the gedder, so now he eats truma. Not only that, says the Ritva, now he's going to get the Maisi Yadayim. Because now it's like they're married. So that's going to be the gedder of the takonas chacham. Says the Maaseh Chi is a brisker vort, Rabbi Yisrael. Reb Chaim Armitushin was a brisker town, a town from Briskerov. So he says that the gedder of the takonas chachamim was chashvinan like kiknusa. Once it's chashvinan like kiknusa, so then all the dinim that are kiknusa are going to fall into place, whether it's for his benefit, for her benefit, semach nishtois.
I can answer Rashi.
Oh, how could that answer Rashi?
The takonas bezin, now she's like a regular.
So that's perhaps well, Rashi saying mitakonas bez. Then why we say why is Rashi talking about nesua? We're talking about over here before nesuin. Nay, this is it. This is the takonas bez din that you're chayiv once you have a din of a nesua to give him mezonos. That's what it is. But if that's true, Rabbi Isai, so let's ask a question. What's with the next Rashi? The next Rashi starts talking about when it comes to Truma, that you eat Truma as an Arusa. Brings the Pasuk of Arusa. Our whole Lumdis is telling us we should be talking about the Pasuk of Nesua. So why we bring the wrong Pasuk, Rashi? The answer has to be as follows. Listen, it's very nice we're doing brisker Lumdis on a Dirabanan. But when you're talking about Truma, is a woman allowed to eat, is a Yisrael allowed to eat Truma? Regular Yisrael Adi Truma, it's an Avera. You can't start making takonas midrabanan. You want him to get married, right? Very nice, you want him to get married. But this has to be mutter. So you could force him to give him a Zionist, for sure. Chacham can force people to put money back and forth, but you can't change the law. If the law is that an Arusa is not allowed to eat Truma, you're stuck. You can't do anything. If Arusa is not allowed to eat Truma, then I could say she's like a Knusa from today till tomorrow. The fact is they're not married. The fact is that if that's the case, mid-Yoraisa, you're not allowed to eat Truma. Chacham can't do anything about that. Therefore, we have to establish that the din d'Yoraisa is on an Arusa that you're allowed to marry. Maybe the getter of the death kind of banan is we're going to treat her like a Knusa. But if Rashi doesn't bring that Pasuk, so then there's nothing to start with. The Chayra, that's going to be Pshat according to Rashi. The Chiddush is as follows. The Maisachia brings from a Beis Shmuel that says clearly not like that. The Beis Shmuel says, Bizman Azeh, we don't do Erisin. I mean, we do Erisin and Suin in one day. We do them both under the chuppah, you know, chick chak. But nowadays we have something called Mishudachas. Mishudachas is, and they get engaged. Now, in America, by the Shidduchim, it's nothing. It's a ring and it's a party. That's the whole thing. However, in other places, like Eretz Yisrael and in England, they have Tanoim. The Tanoim is they sign a document about when they're going to get married. What happens if it comes the time when they're supposed to get married and it's not happening? Now, are they halachically anything at the moment? Nothing.
In contract.
You're on it tonight. There's a star, yeah, some sort of contractually, they'll have to figure out how to. But that's it. Says the Beis Shmuel, Bizman Azeh, says the Beis Shmuel, now he's going to have to give her mezonos. He's going to have to give her mezonos. Now, I want to just interject for a second. Is she going to eat truma? I can't imagine. No way. She can't eat truma. She's not married. Zero married. Nothing married. She is a pnuya. If she decides to marry someone else right now, he might be upset. Maybe he'll have tinnitus as a star or whatever. But she is not married. She can't eat truma. Says the Bishmalei Harami. But he has to give her mezainis. So says the Maizachia, this Bishmal is not like me. I'm saying, oh, brisker avot, that the din is we treat her like a knusa. You could only do that if they're actually married something. So you could say that, it being that, anyway, it's tchanas chachamim, and we're going to make the din. But over here, you can treat Meshudachas like she's a knusa. She has no din of knusa over here. They're not married in any way. Not an ishish ish. And he says, Stamazoi, Meshudachas. Why are you finding him? Listen, you're right, he's dilly-dallying. If she wants out, what should she do?
Walk.
Break the shidduch. She can break the shidduch if she wants. Especially if he's the one who's not keeping to the contract. She could say, okay, we made a contract, you want out, I'm going to go find someone else. So, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says it's not so simple. Once she's engaged, she's going to have a pagam, and it's going to have a hard time. We don't want her to break the shidduch, and they really like each other, and blah, all that stuff. But Lamaisa, in Din, it's not so simple. The Beis Shmuel is saying a very big chiddush. Okay. He said he's going to support her, but only when they get married.
Yeah, but at this day, from this... The marriage is supposed to be this day.
No, he's saying, but that you're saying it's not Medina Giazman. He's saying it's Medina Giazman. Medina Giazman, Esther. You're saying it's because he was Machayev Anushtar. Not Medina Mezoinus, Medina Shtar. The Tanoim doesn't even say he's going to support her on the Tanoim. It just says he's going to get married on that day. It doesn't say. And the Ksuba, it says, they didn't write the Ksuba yet. Then he was Makabel that right now I'm going to get married on X day. He doesn't get married on that day, so he's not getting married, but. We have a little bit more to finish up in the sugya, and we're going to start this. There's many different nuances in the shailas of cholohu, chol sahi, all these different things, and get back to the question of why the Mishnah doesn't mention shaktu and other interesting things, hopefully.
When a guy is chayiv to really give his, if he does kedushin, he's really chayiv to support her. He did mizanis or no?
Yes.
But let's say she won't get truma because of the chashash. So I don't understand. So now that amen. So I don't understand. Now that he really was supposed to marry her, why is there no chashash anymore? Because it's going to be separate. The whole time it was me to mizan, so it would have been separate.
No, no, no. There's two different things. Or the bank on the chayim mizanis ishtoy wants to do the nesui. It's not chayim mizanis ishtoy when she's a rus. It's not.
Oh, that's
it's not. No, that's what I say. It's two different things.
Oh, but she could eat truma, but not me din.
Yeah, as you know, let's go out to eat together. Because she's already considered kinyan kasbah. Now he's going to give her all this food. She's going to take it home.
Right, okay.
It's hers now. He gave it to her.
Okay.
Now, but if he's Ivan Mazoinus, he didn't give
then
it to her.
Then it's not.
Right?
It's fine. And my other question is, what's Rashi doing? What's the whole... What's Rashi saying? You know what the... When we say Truma? If she's getting married to a Kain. Shkayich. What else would we be talking about? Is it coming to say La Fuke if she's a... If she's a baskin, because then she can eat anyways.
Right.
So what's Rashi saying?
That's
obviously,
just, yeah, it's good. It's obvious to you because you know the halachas. That's okay. For Rashi to say something that's a detail that doesn't exist in the Gemara, even if it's a relatively simple detail, is okay. Rashi will do
that. Yeah. So like.